Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Olala Njinga back on the show. That's right. Buckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight. Olala Njinga is in the building, so to speak. She's an award-winning CEO, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing, and she's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, Olala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Always great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, what are you seeing out there when you talk to small business owners, your customers, your prospects? What are they telling you? What's their attitude in general about how things are going for them right now?
Well, it's interesting because as I shared with you before, normally this time of year is a little bit slow for us, and it has been unusually busy, which is a good thing in some respects.
Right.
But what I'm seeing is small business owners wanting a different approach, wanting a new strategy.
Huh.
They went into 2015 very optimistic. You know, the optimism index was at near record highs. And what I've seen happening is, as we've been getting, you know, kind of rumblings from out of our current administration about things that impact the workforce and the workplace,
yeah,
some of that optimism about how to better manage your employees, compensation bases and things like that, have made a lot of small business owners a little bit nervous about,
yeah,
the numbers.
More rhetoric about minimum wage, about a living wage,
yeah,
not being able to, having to continue to deal with Obamacare,
right,
support for unions,
right,
coming out of Washington, and all kinds of, a lot of scary stuff. And it's creating something. I talked to Bill Duckerberg in the last segment, is creating what Jimmy Carter called, about his own administration a long time ago, almost 40 years ago, he used the word malaise.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
it was his own word. And,
right,
and Obama would never use that word, but the behavior of this administration specifically, let's put a fine point on it,
okay,
the behavior of this administration specifically does not make small businesses excited, does it? It makes us kind of concerned.
Right. And I love that you use the word excited, because I often think that what big business doesn't see at the small business level is it takes a lot of energy, effort, and enthusiasm as a small business owner to get up every day at the crack of dawn and kind of get your hustle on for the day.
Right.
You're trying to motivate you. You're trying to keep your family from panicking,
mm-hmm,
you know, because as a small business owner, you know, a lot of things are driving the economic well-being of your business. And then you're trying to motivate your employees. You're trying to keep an eye on new talent, you know,
mm-hmm,
because that's, you know, the talent gap is always an issue. And so it takes a lot as a small business owner to get and stay excited about the game.
Especially, and see, we have so many things
that are in the marketplace that we don't have enough control over. It's very difficult for us to feel like we have any kind of control over our lives a lot of times. And when we've got this sort of pall hanging over us coming from the government, it just demoralizes us.
Absolutely. It's very deflating. I love that you use Jimmy Carter's word malaise, because I call it lethargy.
Yeah.
You know, there's almost a lethargic nature to when you look at things like hiring, for example, or trying to expand your compensation package as a small business owner. You know, you want to give your team the best you can, the best you have to offer. And there's that little tiny piece in you that says, well, once I give it, then we've got to back it up.
Right.
But if you're constantly looking over your shoulder, wondering what is the administration going to do next that's going to impact your ability to kind of grow as a small business,
right,
and take care of your workforce, all of a sudden you're kind of like, wait a minute, let me just put the brakes on this. And so we're constantly in this state of lethargy. Some things are super sluggish, other things are speeding up. And so I think that that's the issue. We went as small business owners into 2015 very excited and very optimistic. And now we're mid-year, and we're pulling back the reins a little bit because there's a lot we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my stance. I do not understand. Big government has no business in small business.
Yeah, well said. From your mouth to God's ears, Olala. Give us your website, Olala.
Sure. It's yellowwoodgroup.com. That's where I work.
Yellowwoodgroup.com.
Yellowwoodgroup.com. That's where I work. And olala.com is where I play.
O-L-A-L-A-H.com.
That's it.
So check that out, folks. We come back. Olala's got some ideas on which presidential candidate would be best for small business. Can't wait to hear what she thinks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.